brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to be taking your calls now, and when Pastor Manning and when the state rep comes on, who's been fighting the globalists. Most of the resistance is right here out of Texas, Wyoming, a little bit out of Tennessee. And it's all people who know that their ancestors fought to protect the Second Amendment. And there's resistance out of Kentucky. There's resistance out of Oregon. Let's go to some phone calls right now. Remember, folks, if we beat these people, you're all going to be remembered as the next generation of founding fathers and mothers. I mean, this is the same kind of battle against even more evil people. I mean, and the King of England was a cupcake compared to what we got. Patriot Poet in Michigan, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, this is Google Bomb guy, man, from Michigan.
Yes, sir. You're the guy that came up with the idea for the Google Bomb.
Yes, sir. How you been? I had to take a break, Alex. Things got so crazy. But I got back as a member. I can't get on the site, Prison Plan. It's just jammed up. I'm listening. I had you on through InfoWars. That's the only way I could get a feed was to listen. And I'm a member on PrisonPlanet.tv. You know?
Well, I'm sorry. You need to send a customer service email over there, and they'll try to get back to you on that. Sometimes we've changed the configuration of it. It works a little bit better. But thank you for the support. Listen, we're going to run out of time real quick. It's good to talk to you, like we're sitting around here at the gas station on the bench. But you got any comments about what's just been announced and happened?
Yeah. What I want to share with you is how far they've reached in. Not just only with the Second Amendment, but a total takeover. I want to show you how far this tyranny has reached in. This happened this morning, Alex. I got to share this with you. The big conglomerate in Michigan for energy is DTE, or was Detroit Edison, right? Well, they've got this program running where they'll come in your home and they'll change all your light bulbs out to those Energy Star compact fluorescent light bulbs.
Yeah, no. And then later, they come by law, and you get fined if you don't have those light bulbs. And then it's forced home inspections. They're just getting you used to it.
Right. Well, that's it. They tried to walk. Listen to this. With the maintenance man, they came trying to enter my girlfriend's apartment without her permission. They had to keep. They were with the maintenance guy. With the keys to their apartment, without even calling her, and they tried to just literally walk in.
No, listen. We're about 5 years behind Australia and England. They always start this stuff as voluntary, then it becomes mandatory. I appreciate your call, brother. Good to hear from you. Send an email to customer service at prisonplanet.tv. Okay, let's go to Shannon in Ohio. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for about 5 years now, Alex, and I woke a lot of guys up. I wasn't being a freak. I come at them slow just to open them up a little bit, and I bet with just me reaching out, I probably touched like 2,000 people. I've got some guys that are ready. We're all sitting back waiting. We're all fathers, you know. We take care of our kids, and we're ready. We know that, you know, we all got to stand up. I've been a boxer my whole life. I've fought professional fighters. All I can tell these guys is don't be scared. Once you break the ice and stuff hits the fan, just be ready. And trust me, the spirit of our founding fathers will be with you and give you the strength to see you through. Okay?
Well, that is the good part about a fight. Not that I'm a professional fighter, but it's like that in anything. You're concerned until it starts. But, boy, once it starts, it's like a duck to water, isn't it?
Yes, it does. It's just your body takes over and you're capable of doing so much. That you just got to break the ice. Don't be scared. Don't be scared of anybody, because I tell you what right now, I'd rather stand and fight than get down on my knees like a coward and let them do what they want to do to me.
Well, here's the deal. They're not well-meaning, reasonable guys that want to take guns for little kids. They have those little kids up there to make them look like good guys. These are mafia scum that have sworn to get all our guns to make us slaves. And listen, I know you're ready to physically fight. Put that energy, like you already said you did, my brother, into InfoWar. Redouble, redouble, redouble again, waking people up. You are the Paul Revere. You are the resistance. God bless you, Shannon. Good to hear from you. George, Andy, Bill, Chris, your calls are all coming up. And Pastor Manning as well.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaprient e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
And for me, give me liberty or give me.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I am committed. Give me liberty or give me death. And now we've got police chiefs, sheriffs all across the United States, from Texas to Washington State to Kentucky, sending letters to Obama saying, I am declaring a Declaration of Independence against your tyranny. I will not follow unlawful orders. And we need more towns, more cities, more county judges like Judge Head in Lubbock, who are getting on the show, talked to his office yesterday, to stand up and say, we're not going to comply with this. And when Wolf Blitzer and people say, well, you've got to comply with whatever the federal government says, why, Obama's the second coming of Abraham Lincoln. Notice they've been saying that for 5 years. And I said, because they're getting ready for insurrection in the states. And now they're saying, yeah, he's going to be Lincoln. He's going to do whatever he wants. They want to cause a physical civil war. I got an idea. How about we have an info civil war? Okay, how about we stand up and say no? Just like what Pastor Manning did last year, where he had a public trial that got a lot of the news, laying out Obama and his criminal activities. People go, well, what's the point of his citizen's trial? You put publicly out there what the person's done. Many times people write a book exposing some criminal thing someone's done, and years later they get brought to justice. We've had police officers and others on that are trying to bring Bill Ayers and others to justice for bombings they have evidence they were connected to but didn't stay in prison for. And they've got witnesses. And it's the same thing. You've got to keep going after them, and that's why I put out a citizens' filing of articles of impeachment, because it lists from deep research from constitutional lawyers all of the different things he's done that are impeachable on their face and beyond that. There's a new hostage crisis. Al-Qaeda linked group says 7 Americans among 41 hostages seized in Algeria attack. Our government is giving unlimited weapons in Libya and Syria to al-Qaeda jihadis, who are then running all over Africa attacking people. I mean, that's one of the articles of impeachment. It's admitted. Our government is giving heat-seeking missiles to these people. They're putting the Muslim Brotherhood in all these countries. And then saying the TSA needs to go down my pants because of them. Look at drudgereport.com. Citizens file articles of impeachment against Obama. Second congressman suggests impeachment. See, one said impeachment yesterday if he tries executive orders. And see, notice Obama made all these announcements, but he won't say what the particulars are. Well, guess what? We've written the articles from the different Democratic Party meetings they've had with Emanuel and Attorney General Holder, and they've said what it's going to be. Okay, so he's going to do executive orders on ammo, on importation. I'm going to go over that after Pastor Manning leaves us because I don't want to hog the time we've got with him. But citizens file articles of impeachment against Obama. I put out the fact that I'm a citizen, Alex Jones, signed by me. I'm putting out in the court of public opinion in the decade leading up to 1775, 1776. That's what the colonies did, is they circulated petitions to government saying, you better stop, you better stop. So I'm putting out what you've done. I have a media platform like a newspaper, and I'm saying you're committing crimes. I want you impeached. My name's John Hancock. My name's Alex Jones. And I don't want to be a founding father in rebirth of the Republic. I'm just doing my job. But believe me, all of you fighting these tyrants are the John Hancocks, are the Patrick Henrys, are the Sam Adams. All of us that are in the media are like Sam Adams. The folks at the Drudge Report are like Sam Adams. The people at WorldNet Daily are like Sam Adams. We're like Sam Adams. You're like Sam Adams. We've got to hit them with the info war, the truth. Now, I give you James David Manning, a chief pastor at the Otla World Missionary Church, reaches millions of people every month online in a big church there in town, and has a huge soup kitchen program that's non-government run for the citizens of the area. And, of course, they attack the welfare state. That's why the establishment hates them. On the 123rd Street in New York City, and has been a Otla since 1981. And he's a very well-spoken gentleman and very knowledgeable. I didn't think Obama was as bad as he was saying 5 years ago when I had him on, and then 3 years ago. But it's certainly starting to get really scary. And he prayed for me, and I appreciate that when we were in New York. And he prayed because what he laid out is exactly true, and I want him to repeat that. Because I had that same feeling before I saw his video. I had this thought. God laid it into my mind, my spirit. Hey, buddy, you're anti-gun. You're fighting the anti-gun guys. They will use a anti-gunner to kill you, a crazy, to then say, see, even this pro-gunner got killed by somebody with a gun. And he said God laid that upon his heart. So I wanted to get him on to talk about this and give his basic take on what's happening. Pastor, thanks for popping in with us today.
Alex, thanks for having me today. Glad to be on your broadcast.
Well, I've been ranting and raving. You've just seen the speech, high-fiving, using kids. What is your take on what's happening?
Well, several things have happened. Let me just point up the fact that I am convinced that the CNN conference that had, or the interview that they had after your being on there with Piers Morgan, was a direct attempt to suggest to some crazy loon out there to take you out. I'm confident of that. And that's the reason why I pray. And I think all Americans need to understand what they're trying to do. They want to silence you. You have become the voice for patriots and Americans, for gun owners and Americans, for the Second Amendment. You are indeed the spokesman for that. I'm surprised that the NRA has not called you over and enlisted you to help them to protect Americans and their rights to own guns. You are the spokesman for a well-armed militia. And Obama doesn't want that. We need to be aware of the fact that Obama is the type of person, and the people we're dealing with at present, they are the type of people that will take you out. They have no problems seeing you put in a grave and sending someone to take you out, or even sending someone from the perhaps from the military or some other organization to take you out. So that's the reason why I prayed, Alex. Now, you asked me another question a few moments ago about what's happening with Obama using children as a shield, like Saddam Hussein did in his conference today. Is that what you're asking me about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, that's what he did. I think that he's tear-jerking the American people, tugging at their heartstrings by putting those children up there and using them as pawns. It looked like a chess game with Obama being the king and Joe Breakdancer Biden being the queen and those little children being the pawns around him, pushing forward his executive orders on gun control, taking our weapons. That's what that was all about today.
How did you know Obama was going to be so bad? Because, I mean, I didn't support him, but I didn't imagine he was this evil 4 years ago.
You know, one of the things, Alex, I tell people all the time, that I am a spiritual individual. And people, a lot of people have problems with that. Some people are able to understand it. But I saw spiritually, Alex, in this man, the depths of the evil that he represents, and that what he would do to this nation. And I began to scream as loud as I could when I first saw him appear on the scene. And then as he moved closer to winning the office of presidency, although illegally, and the hysteria around him, I saw that this is an evil man. And Alex, it ain't over with yet. It ain't hardly over with yet. We have a lot more evil coming from this man that we have to endure. But I can say this, I'm confident that we will prevail, that he will not win. We will get the victory in this process, but it will not be easily won, and it will not be for the faint of heart to persevere against what Obama is trying to do to us as a people.
Did you notice that Biden could hardly stop smiling? He was fighting smiling, and Obama was trying to act sad, but he acted like that, you know, he was at the Kentucky Derby in front row seats. I mean, he acted like a pig and you know what.
Well, I think that Biden finally feels that he's given some recognition, something that will give him a legacy. I'm not sure exactly what Biden was up about today. Obama was very coy today. He was not his usual bullying self, and he wasn't quite as arrogant today as he normally is as well. I'll have to look at that again to see and really read what went on there.
Well, I saw the cover. He was acting coy, but in the eyes, he looked evil. I mean, and in fact, we're hearing more of this from his people. You saw the nice Obama. Now you're going to see the real Obama.
Well, that's the thing. I think this so-called second term that he is employing, that we're going to see the real Obama. We're going to see really what he's made of and the evil. I don't think he's going to make any attempts to hide anything. I'm not surprised that he's not probably promoting Muslim Brotherhood and Islamic ideas more. We're going to see who he really is in this. I saw this 4 years ago.
It's amazing. We're going to go to break, but I want to ask your take on ways to oppose him and to push for an impeachment. I mean, don't we need to list all the impeachable crimes he's committed and really press Congress to start the impeachment trial?
Well, you know, I had a CIA Columbia Obama sedition and treason trial regarding his forged certificate of graduation from Columbia. I explored in depth, Alex, his participation with the CIA, with the Mujahideens in Afghanistan when the Soviet Union invaded them back in 1979, I think it was. I went through that step by step, and I discovered that Obama...
Stay there. I want to talk about this. You got a federal visit.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5600 33 today, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Pastor Manning is our guest for one more segment. I want to get him back in the next few weeks for a full hour. Atlah.org is his website, A-T-L-A-H. In the next segment, we are now analyzing the vague statements of Obama. but they track and follow exactly what we thought in the proposal. I have this from the Washington Times, where they're just going to take guns whenever they find them in your car, even if they're legal, and you have no warrants, and then they're going to decide if you get them back, and it's the no-fly, no-buy list. It's just, they're just going to put you on a no-gun list. And it's official. DHS to expand and formalize coordination on gun control efforts. Homeland Security is the takeover arm, and it will now be used to go after gun owners. Okay, Pastor Manning, you got cut off by the break, and you were getting into the public trial you put on to demonstrate all this. It's the same thing with a move towards impeachment, getting behind congressmen that are talking about it, getting the points out about why we should impeach. We've got to get on the offensive. What is your take on ways to turn the tide? Because these guys are coming for us.
Well, you know, the impeachment idea is a good idea. Whether or not we can succeed with that is the question, because, you know, the Senate has to approve of it. And the Senate is right now controlled by the Democrats, Harry Reid. And so I'm not sure you're going to be able to actually put an impeachment through on Obama. But it will be at least something to keep the nation aware of the fact that this man is indeed evil, and probably force him to make a move, or force the American people to just outright reject him, no confidence in him, whether the impeachment goes forward or not. So I think the action is a good action.
Absolutely. Well, you know, nobody thought the Senate was going to go after Nixon, but then they got the votes and never even had to go to the Senate because they had the hearings in the House. We need real fast and furious hearings. We need real hearings on the psychotropic drugs. We need real hearings on all of his insider trading and the Democrats' insider trading. We need to get on the offensive with these guys.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's the move I think is most important, that we go on the offensive. Right now, we've been defending against the thing. He comes out and does something, and we react to it. Well, that needs to stop. It needs to stop immediately. And we need to move against him confidently, not being afraid of all the stereotypes and all the things that have protected him over the past 3 years. So offense is indeed the defense that we need to employ against Obama at this time.
Why do you think they're in such a hurry to get the guns? I mean, the Germans are demanding their gold back. We know that they're raising taxes. The economy is going to crater. I mean, what is Obama's endgame?
I think the economy getting ready to crater is perhaps one of the pressing reasons why Obama wants to take the guns, because we're going to see ourselves in another year or so out in the streets begging for bread, or at least the economy being so cratered that people will be unemployed and people will be ready to take to the streets. So that's the reason why he needs guns out of the hands of people. But the other thing, Alex, I told you that when I was on your broadcast, I think 3 or 4 years ago, that Obama does not want to give up this power that he has. And unlike any other president, he is closer to and employs more power than any other president in the history of this nation. And he very possibly sees the opportunity to stay in office as long as he possibly can. Martial law is one way. And if calling for martial law, he can have guns on the street. So take them out of the way right away, remove that obstacle, and then deploy the other kinds of things he wants to do.
You know, a congressman has pointed it out. You pointed it out so eloquently about Obama's the king, Biden's his queen, the little kids are pawns. We've got to come up with a 3D graphic of that or something for the Nightly News, Pastor. But, I mean, I think Obama's got a problem overreaching, using these little kids like pawns. I mean, this was a sickening display. That's exactly the kind of stuff Saddam Hussein pulled.
Normally, I can stomach a lot of stuff, Alex, and when Obama has crowds of black people or Hispanic people or whoever behind him, women or whoever, I mean, I can deal with it. It's just politics. He's promoting himself. They want an opportunity to be there. But this was a terrible misuse, a bastard misuse of these children today, and calling their names and using them to promote his diabolical plans, I thought was just off the charts.
Well, you're right. Again, Pastor Manning, we've only got about a minute left. Anything else you think is important to add for folks?
Well, I want to ask America to pray for you, Alex. I mean, I don't think people realize just how serious this issue is. Obama wants our guns. He wants this nation. He wants to trash the Constitution. And you are a powerful voice that have fired up the American people. And people need to stand with you. They need to pray for you, that God will sustain you through this battle that's ahead of us. So my one request before leaving today is that all Americans would bow their knee and their heads in continual prayer for your safety and your abilities to keep doing what you're doing.
Wow, thank you, Pastor. We need to pray for you as well and for everybody fighting against evil. But I know it's the prayers that are sustaining me. From the bottom of my heart, I feel that connection with you, Pastor. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Man, we'll be right back with State Rep who's fighting.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, we're joined for the balance of the hour. Then I promise, everybody holding, we're going to get to all your calls for the entire third hour and cover this foggy legislation. But it's not foggy, and so I have this huge responsibility. I've got to go back to all our articles we've written the last 2 weeks. Well, even before that, the last month, where we went back through Handgun Control Incorporated and these different meetings they've had that have been on C-SPAN with the Attorney General and others, and they've laid out what they're going to do. And they're just going to pull over gun owners and harass you. They're going to raid people's houses claiming you've got illegal guns. They're going to just say, we say you're mentally ill. You can't own a gun now. They're going to upwards of $5 billion additional funding to harass gun owners. They're going to try to ram through legislation to physically make you turn them in. Dianne Feinstein has that. And it's totally, absolutely unconstitutional. And it's unconstitutional on its face. And we had President Obama running 4 years ago, pledging to never try to take any guns. And you have the FBI crime statistics of gun crime the last 15, 16 years. We're going to show these again in a moment. Down 49% nationwide on average, and 20-plus percent reduction in total violent crime. I mean, the big secret is crime where guns are used is going way down. But I don't want to hog the time here. Representative Steve Toth joins us, and he's made national news coming up with a legislative plan to battle back against this and for the state of Texas to not recognize unconstitutional federal laws, even if they tried to get, just to explain to people, because I was watching him on Wolf Blitzer, and he'll be able to elaborate on this. Blitzer was interrupting him, acting like it was just preposterous. Congress could pass a law saying turn your guns in. It's really unconstitutional and abhorrent, and you'd have to get a constitutional amendment. And even that is highly debatable because it doesn't give you the right. It points out the unalienable right that's already there. So he joins us. His career began at A Company, Johnson & Johnson Company, and led to work as a regional trainer where he developed a practice management consulting program called a residency to retirement. He served as director of marketing for Apple. It goes on 99. The point is he is an entrepreneur out there, not one of these sponges, and he's been involved with the Tea Party and involved in a lot of different community and church organizations, and it's just really exciting to have him join us, State Representative Steve Toth. Thank you so much for coming on, sir.
Hey, Alex, thanks so much for having me.
You bet. I mean, I'm chomping at the bit here because this is so outrageous. Why do you think Obama's coming for the guns? And what do you think of him like Saddam Hussein surrounding himself with children? And then we'll move into your legislation.
Well, I mean, it goes all the way back to Rahm Emanuel. Don't let any crisis go to waste. This is part of their agenda. This has always been part of their agenda to make it difficult for law-abiding citizens to own a gun.
What was your take? Did you have a chance to watch his speech?
Yeah, I did. I was actually in the studio here in Austin while he was giving the speech. And again, it's funny because Wolf Blitzer said, after it was done, he said, he gave it in great detail. Well, I'm sorry, there are 23 things, and he laid out maybe three or four of them. And at the end of the day, this is no different than Obamacare. You deliver a bill that's 4,000 pages that no one has a chance to read. It gets voted in, and then it goes miraculously, goes from 4,000 pages to 40,000 pages. And this is how he does things. And at some point, we've got to say enough is enough and stand up and say our Constitution matters. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. We don't vote on whether or not we have liberty. We don't vote on whether or not you can or can't do something. We have this article. It's called the Constitution. Our rights come from God and are enumerated in that document. And it's very clear about what we can and can't do.
I agree with you. And your call for the Second Amendment Preservation Act here in Texas has become a big national story. A lot of other states are saying they're going to try to introduce similar legislation, and Wolf Blitzer was trying to interrupt you so that you couldn't explain the constitutionality of this and how it works, but I want you to be able to elaborate on it. But expanding on that, 800-plus cities, 30-something states, last time I checked, don't arrest illegal aliens for even drunk driving because they're just above the law. They don't arrest them for being illegal. They don't even take them to be deported. They won't deport most of them most of the time now because Obama signed an order. Now, that's all unconstitutional with the feds and the states ignoring the law. Well, why can't we ignore federal laws if they're clearly unconstitutional?
Exactly. I mean, you nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. At some point, you've got to draw a line in the sand and say enough is enough. We're not sliding anymore towards a king. I grew up in upstate New York. I moved my family here because we believed it was the greatest state in the nation, greatest opportunity to raise our children in freedom and prosperity. And the thing that gets me about what's going on in New York right now, where they're limiting lawful people to own a gun, make it more difficult for them to get a gun. It was just 3 or 4 weeks ago, that this crazed killer, this is a guy that beat his mother to death with a hammer. He beat his mother to death with a hammer, bludgeoned her head with a hammer. No, by the way, hammers are the reason more people die from being bludgeoned with a hammer than any kind of rifle, not let alone an assault rifle.
That's right.
He beat his mother to death with a hammer, and then the libs in New York sent him to jail, where they promptly let him out. They promptly let him out. What did he do? He set his house on fire a few weeks ago, shot two volunteer firefighters, first responders, people that, you know, give their lives to save others. He shot them like a coward that he is. He shot them dead. And what does New York State legislation do? Rather than getting on TV and saying, boy, we blew it. We haven't made it tough enough on criminals. We should have locked this guy away and thrown away the key. We should have put legislation in place to ensure that this guy would never see another sunset again. Instead, what do they do? It's this baloney. They go and create legislation that has nothing to do. This guy got this gun illegally. He didn't buy it at a gun show. He didn't buy it at a shop. This is a stolen weapon. It's just, we don't want to have a real discussion about what to do. We just want theatrics. We just want games. And it's just another opportunity to voter rights.
I agree. State Representative hailing from Texas, Steve Toth, is our guest. And we're going to give you his website as well as you want to get behind him and support him. But here's the bottom line. We either get on the offensive like you're doing, or it's over, because they are going to use these dead children. They are going to wrap themselves around this tragedy. They are going to bill all gun owners as responsible, calling the NRA mass murder enablers, saying gun owners are all secretly Ku Klux Klan, as Fox Sports has said. We either get on the offensive and say, in every case, and it's now come out with a Batman shooter, that he was on a bunch of psychotropic drugs. They've been on drugs where the inserts say they can cause you to commit mass murder or kill yourself, a massive increase. The guy that shot an Austin cop for no reason at a Walmart, was bombed out of his brain on Xanax. He was a Xanax addict, taking more than what you're even supposed to. I mean, I've known people on Xanax. It destroys their lives. I mean, I've talked to doctors who will not prescribe it. And of course, I mean, I heard this guy shot a cop for no reason. I said, I bet that guy's on psychotropics. Boom. He was on antipsychotic, basically. And now the Batman shooter, Harris, Klybold, in like 99% of the cases, they're trying to suppress the file on Lanza, who tried to buy a gun not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, five times the month before, couldn't. His mother had gone through some of the strictest gun laws in the country to get these semi-autos, if you believe the story. And again, they ignore all that and say, because a guy that murdered his mother with a hammer went and got an illegal gun and shot people, I've got to give my guns up. Because a guy went and killed his mommy and went and it's always devil-worshipping goths on drugs. I mean, if anybody needs to be profiled, it's these guys. Instead, I've got to lose my rights. So what about getting on the offensive here?
Yeah, that's it exactly. I mean, everyone in every state has got to take an interest in this thing. If you think that this is just about guns, you're crazy. This is about eroding all of your rights. And I said to Governor Perry last night, you know, he's behind this as well. And I had such a great discussion with him. He walked up to me when I was talking to him about the bill, and he grabbed me by both arms, and he said, Steve, he said, this isn't about hunting. This isn't about my right to be a sportsman. If I want to use an assault-style rifle to kill hogs, that's my right. And if I don't want to kill hogs and I just want to have that in my gun safe in case I need it against the federal government or whatever, that's my right. He is just a liberty-loving
absolutely.
And I'm thankful he's my governor. But, you know, the deal is y'all need to reach out to your elected officials. This is a fight that we all need to be involved in. And it's not just about guns. It's how we educate our children. It's the kind of food that we eat and drink. It's everything. We've got to stop this, and we've got to stop it now.
Well, I mean, I disagree with Rick Perry on quite a few things, like the NAFTA highway and stuff, but the governor has been resisting and really defending the Second Amendment, and we need to see more of that. And I've got to say, I'm proud of Texas. but also Kentucky, Washington State, many other states that are resisting. But I have introduced into the public forum articles of impeachment, and we've got a Texas congressman who has said he will introduce articles of impeachment if Obama tries to use executive orders. Well, now he's saying 23 executive orders, but like you said earlier, won't tell us what they are. Well, I know what they've said they're going to do because the anti-gun groups have press conferences on C-SPAN. I know what they're going to do. They're just going to have the federal government put you on a list, no judge, no jury, and say you can't own a gun. They're going to ban importation. Go ahead.
A couple days ago, he was talking about there's got to be an administrative fix or solution. That's code for registering our guns. I'm just here to tell you.
I mean, no, that's it. Yeah.
That's it in a nutshell, and when that happens, we're done. We're just done. And you know, frankly, there needs to be some outrage for those of you that are listening in New York and against Sheldon Silver and the outrageous leadership that he has demonstrated in the state of New York and what he's brought that state down to. It's a shame.
Well, it's so creepy that Bloomberg and Cuomo and all these people, Dianne Feinstein has introduced a bill that says you'll have to come re-register your guns and they can, quote, do a forced buyback if they want, all this vague, really draconian language.
Yeah.
They've all got concealed carry. I've played clips for admitting it. And bodyguards. I mean, she's worth $100 million
in her
financial filings. Most people, I mean, I'm a successful talk show host, but, I mean, I don't have the money to have bodyguards and stuff. I mean, I know you don't have the money to have bodyguards, I would guess.
I don't either. My campaign manager 2 years ago was walking through the – Bruce, if you're listening, love you, buddy. But as he was walking through the parking lot at the Woodlands Mall, two guys started following him. So he starts taking the circuitous route around cars and everything. And sure enough, they're still following him. He walks around a van, drops the package, draws. And as they came around the corner, he looked at these two guys and said, yes, can I help you? And they took off running. He immediately called 911, and like any good concealed handgun license owner, he said, I was in fear of my life. Two men were coming after me, and I drew. And the police arrived. He described them, and he said, you know, those two guys, we've been trying to catch them. Good thing you didn't shoot them, but we've been trying to catch those guys. They'd mugged two people that day. So evidently the president and Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein, they're allowed to have protection, but I'm not allowed to protect myself.
It's incredible. I mean, we have crime maps from local governments compiled then by the FBI, and you can see where you have increased gun ownership, you have lower home invasions, lower crime rates, lower muggings, lower carjackings, and the area where people are disarmed is where this happens. I mean, I've been in New York myself, and I weigh 260 pounds, and I'm a pretty strong guy. I mean, I'm not like, you know, He-Man or something, but I can bench press, you know, 350 pounds. I can, you know, stuff like that. And I've had guys come and sit on both sides of me and ask me what's in my bag and stuff and try to intimidate me.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not the way I want to live. And it's just so despicable that these mob boss types like Rahm Emanuel and people consciously have this criminal instinct to want to disarm us.
Right. That's it in a nutshell. Anything that they can do. You know, we don't have the Second Amendment for hunting. We don't have the Second Amendment for putting trophy guns on our wall. We have the Second Amendment so that we can preserve the First Amendment, which is the free right to assemble and free speech. And when people live in fear of the government, we will have tyranny. And as soon as they take our guns away from us, and again, this is a slow erosion, we will lose that freedom. And we've got to get to the point where we say enough is enough and stand up.
Well, sure. If the federal government wasn't buying 1.6 billion hollow point bullets, if they weren't deploying armored personnel carriers, if they weren't dressing like Darth Vader, if they weren't trying to gut our borders and calling for world government, if they didn't have four network TV shows bad-mouthing the founding fathers. I mean, these are obvious usurpers. They're going down the list of things tyrants do and double-checking every box. So that's all the more reason. It's like Jesse Ventura said, when the government disarms and the government lays down its guns, then I'll think about it. And obviously that's tongue-in-cheek. The point is that they are arming against us. We need our guns to protect ourselves. And the media always tries to act like, wow, you know, the state rep just said we need guns to protect ourselves from the federal government. Well, that's what the founder said. And if you don't like that, you're not an American.
No, I mean, that's not like a new thought. I mean, this is something that our founding fathers knew, that just like gravity, you know, you hold something in there and you drop it, it's going to hit the ground. Our liberty, our freedom will erode from the gravity of tyranny. It's a slow erosion. It's not a quick on-off switch. It's a slow erosion. And we have got to be on guard against it.
But it is speeding up, though.
It is speeding up at an astronomical rate, exponential rate. So, yeah, I mean, our founding fathers said when government lives in fear of the people, there's liberty. When people live in fear of the government, there's tyranny. They understood that. They understood it well because of what they endured through King George. We don't want another king.
When we come back, I know listeners already have heard you report on it on WOAI. It's already made national news via thedrudgereport.com and Infowars.com. But I want to come back and give out your website. But also I want to talk about what your piece of proposed legislation would do and how we would implement it. And it's very, very simple. I mean, the feds won't even pick up the illegal aliens if police do arrest them. I've talked to the police. It's been on the news. So if that's illegal and unconstitutional, because that's something you're supposed to do, then how can the states get in trouble if they don't do something that's unconstitutional? So we're going to talk about your piece of legislation and how we can get it duplicated and different ways we can get on the offense against this tyranny with the representative from Texas.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-sized Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now you notice, Obama just said, I want to give everybody free health care, you deserve it. And then we finally get the bill, it's death panels, it's written by the insurance companies, you double your rates, doesn't give anybody free health care. Obama says, I'm not going to raise taxes unless you make $250,000 a year, I promise. Raises a bunch of taxes on poor people, massively. I have a responsibility because they bragged to the Washington Post. I've read their quotes. I've watched their press conferences. We know their attack profile. We know what the 23 executive actions are going to be. We know, and he hinted at a bunch of them in the speech, but I was talking to state representative here from Texas who's introduced the Firearms Preservation Act. And Steve, continuing with what you were breaking down during the break, describing what Obama's doing masterfully, he's like, hey, I just don't want little kids to get killed. I'm here. I'm going to propose something. DHS is going to run it nationwide. $5 billion. Get ready.
Yeah, I mean, he's masterful at this. It's smoke and mirrors. You hide behind children. You pull at the heartstrings to make an emotional connection with moms and dads. And then you introduce this nebulous legislation. And then once the ne'er-do-wells in Washington pass it, then what he does is he takes his bureaucrats. The only thing worse than a politician that has been in office too long is a bureaucrat that has been in office too long. And these bureaucrats are the ones that craft the legislation once it's passed. Obamacare was only about 4,000 pages only, right? But once it was, you know, the bill that you had to pass before you read it, well, that thing is upwards of 40,000 pages of regulation today. And the devil in this thing is really truly in the details. And you won't find out what the details are. This is the way he does things. The things that they're just too controversial to make it onto the House floor or the well of the Senate, that stuff isn't seen. It's not going to be addressed in this legislation. And so they're going to keep it nice and nebulous, warm, fuzzy, children, puppies, and then, you know, pass this. And then you pass it and you find out that our guns are registered and they're being taken away.
And by the way, that's what makes me so angry is that Dianne Feinstein, we have the clip of her saying, if I have my way, all your guns are turned in, Mr. and Mrs. America. And then I have her new bill where it says, oh, yeah, you got to come re-register them. We'll decide if you can keep them, but we need money for a forced buyback. And then Obama's up there going, it's just reasonable. We just want crazy people not to have guns. I mean, it's such a deception. You'd think once the public learned that they lie so much, then everyone would turn against them. But it's almost like people have just gotten used to being lied to.
Well, check this out. When the liberals say that the war on drugs has been an abject failure, they say it's because interdiction is impossible. You can't keep drugs out of the country. You can't keep drugs out of the hands of someone that wants drugs. But evidently, they think you can keep firearms out of the hands of criminals. I mean, it's just pure hypocrisy.
Oh, that was my next point. They're announcing Homeland Security's main duty. It's not Al-Qaeda anymore. You've seen the training manuals, gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives. They're now announcing this is what Homeland Security is a new thing to harass and nickel and dime gun owners where somebody's got a legal AR-15, not modified, guy has no criminal record, businessman, what was it, in Minnesota, he pulls the trigger at the shooting range, it goes full auto, they rat on him, and he goes to jail. And the ATF says, we know he didn't do it on purpose, but we still want to put you in jail. Do five more minutes with us. I know you've got to go, but I want to talk about your Firearms Preservation Act, how people find it. Fire out the best website, sir.
The best way to get a hold of us at this point is just on Facebook. B for House District 15.
All right, stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.